gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s, old Jerry Lee and Charlie. And Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Who's gonna fill their shoes? So with that, let's now kill two birds with one stone and salute two of the great guests or the great hosts that we've lost. One great host and another great author and a great journalist. Michael Collins Piper interviewing Willis Cartow. Go ahead and play that clip number 5, Mike.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our secret mystery guest has joined us, and I'll be bringing him up in a moment or two, but I just wanted to wrap up this piece here in the Washington Times today. It turns out that George Bush, his White House, is seeking mercy for a Muslim man who converted to Christianity and now faces the death penalty in Afghanistan. Now, folks, I always say I don't believe it's the job of the United States. This may upset some of you, but I don't believe it's the job of the United States to be telling other countries how to run their internal affairs. And I feel very bad for this Muslim man who is facing the death penalty for converting to Christianity. But my point here, folks, is that this man is not facing the death penalty at the hands of the Taliban. He's not facing the death penalty at the hands of the government of Iran, which President Bush has been so relentlessly defaming. He's facing death at the hands of this country, Afghanistan, that Bush has convinced most Americans we've gone in and turned into to America, Middle East. In other words, again, most Americans do not understand or know the truth about what's happening in the world. And that's why we need the Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press to bring people the news and the information that they do need to know. Now, we have a couple callers, and you folks are going to have to wait because I want to bring our guest up. He's somebody whose name may not be very well known to a lot of people, but he's probably both famous and infamous for what he has accomplished over the last, good Lord. Well, he's been doing this before longer than I've been alive, as I like to always remind him. He is the founder of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight, which, of course, were run out of business by a corrupt conspiracy. He's the founder of the Institute for Historical Review, the once vibrant revisionist institute in California that's since been taken over and eviscerated from within. And, of course, he's one of the founders of American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for here in Washington, not to mention the fact that he's published literally hundreds of books over the years, books which I know many of you have in your personal libraries, books that were published by Liberty Lobby and by the Noontide Press, by the Institute for Historical Review. I mean, the list goes on, and of course, many of you are familiar with his name, and that's Willis Cardo. So, Willis, come on up.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's an honor to be on your program.
Yeah, I called Willis about 3 minutes before RBN called me, and one of the reasons why I wanted Willis to come on tonight was because he was the one who gave me the idea to read the remarks by Lawrence Dennis that I read the other night on the program, and so many people were just absolutely taken aback by the prophetic views and opinions expressed by Lawrence Dennis. And he was a personal friend of yours, Willis, and I just wanted you to talk about him for a little bit here, among many, many other things, but just kind of let the listeners know what you knew about Lawrence Dennis and how you got to know him and just some of the things that he had to say in the years that you knew him and worked with him.
Well, okay, it'd take probably more than an hour, but I'll do my best. I was introduced to Lawrence Dennis by General Robert E. Wood, who was chairman of Sears and Roebuck. I met him in Chicago one day, and I was on a tour motoring around the country meeting patriots, and so I stopped in Beckett, Massachusetts, and that's where Lawrence Dennis lived. And he was kind enough to invite me for dinner he had two girls, as I recall. And we had a heck of a good time because we agreed on so many things. I would say that probably he contributed more to my own personal intellectual development than anyone I can think of. He was a great talent. He had a style of writing like a machine gun. He would never use a paragraph when two words would suffice. He was the author of four books, I think. The first one is
Capitalism. All right, Mike,
go ahead and cut that clip,
Mike. Folks, I wanted to make the point here that where's the platform? Where was the platform then that was bringing this information out from these great people, Michael Collins Piper and Willis Cardo, RBN? That's who brought it then. That's who's bringing it now. Michael Collins Piper, former RBN host and the author of Final Judgment, The Missing Link, and in the JFK and assassination conspiracy. Michael died May 30th, 2015 in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Okay? Who's going to fill his shoes, folks? Is it me? Is it John? Is it somebody else out there that we have not met yet? Or will we never know because RBN doesn't make it? We can't let that happen. Pick up the phone, folks. Dial 800-724-2719, extension 3, and make a donation. Keep this platform up and running. And Willis Cardo, Spotlight Magazine, died October 31st, 2015, at age 89. He was heard here on RBN being interviewed by Michael Collins Piper. Who's going to fill their shoes, folks? Who's going to keep those shoes on? Who's going to keep running down the road with that torch of light, bringing the truth to you people? It has to be RBN. It can't be anybody else. Okay, rest in peace. Peace, both of you patriots. Let's shift gears here and go to another interview. This is an interview with a current host on RBN, Rick Adams. This interview was done August 23rd, 2005, with none other than the great Eustace Mullins. Go ahead, Mike. Now, you're going to play clip number 6-1, and then you're going to play clip number 6-2 next, because I sent it to you through Skype. So go ahead and play Eustace Mullins with Rick Adams, August 23rd, 2005, clip number 6.
Next on the program. Hello, Martin.
Hi, good evening. Good evening, Eustace.
Good evening.
Hey, it's just wonderful to hear you talk with such perspective on everything that's going on and has been going on for so many years. But there's still, for people like me who just never really caught on to this whole system until more recently, it's confusing to see some of the things going on. For instance, I don't quite understand what Putin's role is right now. Is he in with the banksters or not? And when you mentioned earlier, for instance, that Adolf Hitler bucked them, you also had said just prior to that that he was financed in 1933 by them. So I just wonder, you know, can you fill in those pieces of that puzzle?
Good questions.
Well, that's not a puzzle at all. You see, the international bankers, there was a lot of short-term debt that Germany owed them, and so they had to rescue him so they could collect the money.
And so at that point, at what point did he become rebellious?
Well, he never was rebellious, but I think that they financed Hitler to get a Second World War going in the first place. It was just a business operation.
Well, it was thesis, antithesis, and synthesis.
Oh, it certainly was.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Create two oppositions and then move forward, right?
Absolutely.
Well, do you see the same thing happening now with the power bloc of Russia and China?
Where
there will be a real showdown in the Middle East, where, you know, the United States won't be just able to march in there and take over like they did in Iraq, but where there will really be some opposition.
Well, I don't think there is that much opposition among the Middle Eastern nations. I mean, we're prepared to walk into Iran and Syria and Saudi Arabia. That's the program. They've laid it all out. It's called a program for the 21st century.
So you don't think that there's anybody that is actually going to oppose the United States in that area?
And is it real opposition? Is it real, or is it just part of the same scheme?
All right, so there you have it. Rick Adams interviewing the late, great Eustace Mullins. And even back then, the plan was all laid out. Eustace knew it. Eustace was writing about it. Eustace was bringing it out, folks. Who's going to fill his shoes? Rick Adams is still on the air. Rick Adams is still bringing the truth to this network, along with, 30-some-odd other hosts to this network? Okay, RBN is an icon in the alternative movement. RBN is known far and wide throughout this country and around the world, folks, for bringing this information to you. So, that being said, let's shift gears and move forward. Rest in peace, Eustace Mullins. Passed away, I believe, February 2nd, 2010. Now let's go to clip 6, number 2, and Jack Otto, John Stadtmiller's mentor, died May 9th, 2016, just last year. He was the author of Forbidden Knowledge and also a talk show host. So let's hear from Jack Otto. Mike, go ahead.
Well, without any further ado, I would like to introduce our first speaker tonight. He is also a radio show host, and I'll let him give you the details on that. And so here you have it, Mr. Jack Otto.
Thank you, friends. 65 years ago today, God Almighty put me on this earth, and I believe it's to fight against this new world order. Thank you. We are being cornered like cattle into a pen, squeezed down. And we're never really going to be free people unless we're brave. Because this was only the land of the free as long as it was the home of the brave. And this started a long time ago with people that go back to the 4th century. Let me tell you about the flight of the Khazar warriors out of northern Turkey in 500 AD. They were a despicable bunch. You could go to the king of the Khazars and rent an army from him, an army of 40 or 50,000 men. But it didn't matter what kind of a deal you struck with their monarch. He wasn't called a king. He was called Chagan. Once the battle was done, they rape and pillage. Doesn't matter what kind of agreement you had with the king. That's the way it ended up. And so as a consequence, people in the area garnered a great deal of animosity for these Khazar warriors. And in 500 AD, they were driven out. And as they came down south out of Turkey, some fled to the west into Romania and Hungary and became the Gypsies. The rest followed their monarch, the Chagan, up into the steppes of Russia and north of there to the Caucasus Mountains. And as they settled in there, they relatively, well, they quite easily enslaved the relatively peaceful agrarian Slavic folks that were indigenous to the area. Then they came under pressure to take sides in a growing contention around them. Coming down from the north was Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and coming up from the south was Islam. And they knew that if they succumbed to pressure from either of those to join their organization and embrace their philosophy, it would surely offend the other. And so what they did was a politically expedient maneuver. He called in all the religious leaders of the area, and he got their input. And after the input, he announced, "For me and my people," and we're talking about 20 million people and about 4,000 nobility, "for me and my people, we choose to become Jews." Now, this was not a heartfelt conversion. This was not something that was deep in their breasts that they felt they needed to make a conversion because they thought that was the proper way to serve the Creator. This was something that was done as a political expediency. And in the course of studying about their new religion, and you do have to study it, even if you're only going to charade, it is absolutely necessary to study about it so that you can fake it. And in the course of doing so, they came across a character with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light that fell from grace and became Satan, the adversary. And they formed an inner circle within Judaism dedicated to the forces of evil. Let's define terms. What is a Jew? If you look back in your Old Testament, your Bible, there was 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were called Benjamin and Judah, more properly pronounced Judah, because we didn't get the harder sound to the J until about 200 years ago. So this is what I would call real Jews, people from the tribe of Judah. And when we start talking about the New World Order, we are not talking about these people at all. We're talking about these Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism. And so today, we find that about 92% of the people who claim to be Jews really aren't. They don't have a drop of Semitic blood in their veins. They are Khazar warriors with a new bent on life and a goal to conquer.
Okay. Well, I was just informed by my board operator that I think the date on Jack's death is wrong. I've got down here May 9, 2016, but I think you're right, Mike. I believe that I heard John announce it on a show of his a few years ago, so I don't know why that was in that specific article that I pulled up when I pulled this clip, but maybe one of the listening audience out there can fill me in here. I'm going to open up the phone lines here after the break. I've got one more gentleman I want to talk about tonight briefly, and I want to thank the audience for sending me a number. What's that? 08. Okay, died in 08. I want to thank the audience for sending in a lot of these other names last week. I'm doing research on them right now, And I'm going to do another show like this in the not-too-distant future, folks. So if I didn't get to one of your favorites, please forgive me, because that will be an up-and-coming show. We'll see you on the other side. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to cover one more gentleman here, and I want to try to squeeze this clip into this next 4 or 5 minutes. I want to touch base on Victor Thorne, and he was the author and the host of Wing TV, died August 1st, 2016. Hillary Clinton research, died of a gunshot wound to the head at the top of a mountain, a questionable suicide. Well, here's a clip with Victor with Tex Mars a few months before his death. Go ahead and play number 7, Mike.
Well, without any further ado.
Oh, that was the wrong one. Clip number 7. We'll bring it up in just a second. You don't have clip 7? Okay, well, that's okay. I'll tell you what. I will go ahead and send it over to you, and we'll play it after the break here, Mike, or after the bottom of the hour break. And I will hold on a second. Let's see. How come it's not coming up? Just give me a second here, folks. Sometimes technology isn't what it's all cracked up to be. All right, there we go. All right, there it is. Okay, so
I'll take a couple of minutes and tell you folks that a lot of times you don't really see what's happening behind the scenes here, because we report stories and we report information, new news, we report old news, tie it in with what's going on today. But a lot of stuff that I do behind the scenes that you don't see, working with John, even from afar, on putting things together, trying to make the network a better place to broadcast the news, with great help like Mike, the board operator, does a very good job for John and myself both, and I appreciate that. But I want to tell you, behind the scenes, we haven't talked about Tom Lacovara much, but I have it written down here, folks. He has a pretrial hearing on 6/19, which is coming Monday. I'm on top of that, and I will keep you posted on the outcome of that, because I plan on calling in there on the 19th to find out if my prediction came true and if they dropped the charges. If not, he will go on trial July 11th, 17. That's the schedule. But I also want to mention to people, you know, I've done a lot of work over the years behind the scenes for many different people. One was Susan Lindauer. A lot of you listeners out there know that I had Susan on my show when she was going through her ordeal with her arrest. I had her on there 15 or 20 times back during that particular point in time. And at that time, I predicted that she would never go to trial, that her charges would be dropped. And sure enough, 1 week before Obama became president, they dropped all the charges. They just wanted to shut her up. But also Janet Phelan, investigative researcher. Behind the scenes, I helped Janet Phelan to get out of the country because they were coming after her. She was attacking. She's like a bulldog as a researcher. She was attacking the probate system, the living probate system, and conservatorships, which I'm going to go into a little bit further here after I speak about Victor Thorne, or after we play this clip. But I helped Janet Phelan exit the country so she wouldn't be terrorized and possibly taken down. And still to this day, she lives, well, I won't tell you where, but she lives outside of this country. Another endeavor that I reported on back on a different network in about 2010, I believe it was the endeavor where I was my influence and my exposure of a facility similar to what Janet Phelan went through with a fiduciary group here in the Valley, Sun Valley Fiduciary Group. I exposed them for the frauds that they were and the criminality that was involved in their organization, and they ultimately wound up in bankruptcy. And then just a couple of years ago, the David Dortch situation, where he was set up by the Murrieta Police Department, allegedly running a meth lab, okay, that was a fraud. And, you know, some of this stuff doesn't get out into the airwaves, but I want to tell you that I work as hard as I can to follow through with and put out for you exactly what's going on so everybody is aware of it. I don't get it right 100% of the time, just like I missed the Jack Otto's death, and I apologize for that, but I do the best that I can, and with that, bear with me. But why do I tell you this? Because it's imperative. I want you to ask yourself a question. How many networks or how many hosts on other networks go to the degree that people such as myself go to track down the information, to bring it to you, to have a forum on the information, to have callers call in and discuss the information, and you know, reasonably arrive at truth? How many networks do you know of besides RBN, folks, that do that? I don't know of any. I know of a few that blast expletives left and right on the air, talk about whatever they want to do. They don't seem to have any censors on their vocabulary. And maybe some bring some decent truth to the network. But I'm talking about in a clear, concise, rational manner that we can sit and discuss these issues in a forum of a big family and come away with our own truth. I know of no other network that will do that. Okay. All right. Break's coming up, folks. I'll be back on the other side.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I lost a clip of Tex Mars interviewing Victor Thorne regarding Hillary Clinton just a few months before Victor Thorne died. And it was relevant, and for some reason it's been lost on the record. Is it? Okay, well, if it's a win, go ahead and play it. Yeah, go ahead. All right, let's play this and see if it is.
Right now it appears that Hillary made a mistake. She made a mistake about her emails. You know, she took her personal server and she allowed her emails to be read by every intelligence service in the world. So she just made a mistake. That's what people are thinking. And that's all you hear on TV. Hillary made this email mistake, but your book goes way back. Now, let me ask you up front. This is very important. You know, I've done a lot of studies on psychopaths. You know, there's candidates and there's candidates. There's people whose viewpoints we disagree with. Okay. You know, we may oppose them. We can fight them and all that. But if a person is truly a psychopath, they're very dangerous. Do you believe, from all of your research, and it goes back years, Victor, that Hillary Clinton is a psychopath?
She is unqualified a psychopath. In our political arena, there's liars. And most every politician lies. We all know that. We accept that politicians are going to lie to us. But then there's an entirely different level above these mere politicians. And I don't think I could put it better than you did, Tex, in that she is a psychopath on so many, not on just one level, but on many, many levels. If you go back to everybody, I'm sure, in your listening audience has heard of the Clinton body count. And by some estimates, it's up to around 120 people. Now, I always ask the question, think of every single person you know, okay? And then think of all the people they know. How many times do you come up with 120 dead bodies surrounding them? You could think of maybe, you know, that died under mysterious or violent circumstances. Well, people could think of maybe one or two, maybe zero. But the Clintons have 120 dead bodies linked to them. There's a couple chapters in this book, and I don't want to give too much away, but in Hillary's early career, she tried and successfully got a 41-year-old man freed after raping a 12-year-old girl. And what she did was she attacked the 12-year-old girl and blamed her for being raped by this deviant. So if that doesn't make someone a psychopath, I don't know what else does. And, you know, there's so many other examples, but the truth to her is non-existent. There is no such thing as truth to Hillary Clinton. It's whatever best suits her and Bill and their rise to power, and anybody that gets in their way, they either step on them or, even worse, eliminate them. They exterminate them. And, you know, when you were talking about Hillary's email server, and you're right, Tex, if we watch the mainstream corporate news, they say, well, you know, this was a mistake. Maybe this was just an error on her part. No, this wasn't a mistake or an error. This was calculated. And why Hillary wanted a private email server in her own house was that when she was Secretary of State, she was actually globetrotting the entire planet, cutting deals for the Clinton Foundation. So what she would do is go to a country, and if they wanted some kind of deal with the United States government or some kind of business deal, she'd say, okay, well, you know, if you can donate $400,000 to the Clinton Foundation, I'll have Bill come down here and give a speech. Now, obviously, she doesn't want these kind of shenanigans known to everybody at the State Department, so, conveniently, she sets up her own off-the-books email server so that nobody can see what she's doing. So, again, this is all for her own self-interest. Hillary Clinton wasn't Secretary of State for the benefit of America. She did it for the benefit of the Clinton Foundation, and now that's worth like $120 million. I mean, the Clintons themselves are worth $120 million, and who knows how much this personal slush fund at the Clinton Foundation is worth. You know, this is precisely why we can't have a repeat of the Clintons in the 90s in the White House. We can't let it happen.
Okay, folks, that was about a four-minute clip of Victor Thorne being interviewed by Tex Mars. Now, he was the author and the host of Wing TV. That was an interview that was done just a few months before he died. He was an avid Hillary Clinton researcher. He died of a gunshot wound to the head at the top of a mountain, like I said, a questionable suicide. And I'll leave it up to you. You know, here's a guy that is really putting out damning evidence against Hillary Clinton. Now, I did also watch a clip of his brother who claims that And this was just a couple of days after Victor Thorne's death, that, you know, Victor had done everything he'd wanted to do in life, and he evidently took his own life. Well, was he having pressure being put on him in the same way that the Seth Rich family was having pressure put on them by the Democratic Party? Who knows? Well, we may never know here, okay? But the bottom line, it was a very questionable suicide. And yes, Victor Thorne had come out with a new book about Hillary Clinton and was being interviewed about those very things that we're still talking about to this day. So it's anybody's guess. I'd like to hear your vote. 800-313-9443. Now, I've got a footnote here that I want to add, and I mentioned to you a few minutes ago that I'm working behind the scenes here, that I have done stuff off of the air for the benefit of people trying to get to the bottom of criminality, or helping the underdog or whatever. And back in 2011, as I mentioned, I had investigated the Sun Valley Fiduciary Group here in Maricopa County over their fraudulent business practices, tricking people into allowing them to, quote, temporarily handle their estates if their families were in any kind of crisis. I'm bringing this up for a reason, which I'll get to in just a couple of minutes. One of those families was Bruce and Kate Hannay. Bruce was a well-to-do Merrill Lynch broker worth well over $1 million, but he was having issues with blackouts from alcohol consumption, and it was causing financial issues in the family. This firm, Sun Valley Group, tricked him into signing over control of his estate to them, Sun Valley Group, for, again, temporary guardianship and conservatorship. The day after his signature was put on those documents, they came in with papers. They forced his wife, Kate, out of the home with the clothes on her back. They seized everything they could. They sold the house. They filed for a divorce on Bruce's behalf. He didn't want a divorce. He had no control of it. They forced Bruce into a nursing home after having some psychological quack evaluate him and diagnose some form of rare dementia. Now, I had Bruce on my show on a different network, on Oracle, here back in 2011. And he sounded very cognitive to me. He sounded very lucid. But they had him on a couple of particular different medications, of which they continued to increase the doses. Now, this particular psychiatrist loaded Bruce up on pharmaceuticals to the point where his cognitive skills rapidly diminished. And the reason I'm saying this, I just reported on the pharmaceuticals last night. His cognitive skills rapidly diminished, and he died in 2013. And I believe it was in September of 2013. Now, his wife had lost everything. One day I'll probably do a show on this as well. I only bring this up because, sadly, Kate, his wife, who turned to alcohol over this herself for the devastation, and put yourself in the shoes of somebody who was living in a pretty avid lifestyle, that was forced out of her house with the clothes on her back, was stripped of everything, and ultimately it came to fruition that this company, this Sun Valley Group, was fraudulently doing this to people, including Edward Abbott Ravenscroft, who was the sole heir to the Abbott Laboratories fortune. But I say that because, sadly, Kate turned to alcohol. She died the same day as Victor Thorne. She was 45 years old. As I said, I exposed Sun Valley, and they ultimately wound up in bankruptcy and out of business shortly after I got this couple's story on both my show as well as on local ABC News here in the Valley. So I want you to rest in peace, Victor Thorne. Rest in peace, Bruce Hannay. Rest in peace, Kate. Okay. That's it for Who's Going to Fill Their Shoes? Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'd like to get your opinion of what you think happened to Victor Thorne. I'd like to get your opinion of anything that you can think of that might help RBN to increase revenue to the network. We're just a few people here, folks, that are turning over every rock and every stone to try to make this network the best network possible to bring you the best news possible. And any ideas that you have may help. So I humbly ask that you call in and give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts on Victor Thorne. Give me your thoughts on this show. Give me your thoughts on other shows that I've done. Give me your thoughts on other hosts on this network. Give me your thoughts on content that maybe we're not bringing forth that you think we should bring forth. I'm real curious to hear from you. We're at the point where this is a life and death situation of a network here. And although it looks like it's possible that we've turned it, you know, around and maybe starting to get it in the right direction here, we still have a ways to go, folks. And we need your help. We need not only your financial help, but we need your advice, your input, your intellect. And I said in the commercial I wrote, you folks are the smartest audience in radio history. How many other networks can you go to and say that they provide the kind of information that RBN provides and that you've been brought up to speed regarding your cognizant knowledge and your rationale and your consciousness level from any other network? Tell me that. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, Mike. Hey, Google Peter Beter. He's got a lot of stuff to read. He's passed away. Irwin Schiff got the book called Federal Mafia.
Hold on. Stop. I just reported on Irwin Schiff, Ken. And you called in on Peter Peters. And I just mentioned that for the people that that you called in with that I didn't get to tonight, I said that I'm going to prepare another show for those people. So I don't know whether maybe you missed that part or you went to the bathroom at that point in time. I don't know. But I covered it all. Go ahead.
Oh, Irwin Schiff's got the book Federal Mafia.
I read the book. That is the book that first of all was banned. The book has been banned.
Yeah.
I read that book. That is the book that caused me to go to the library before I had the internet and do my own research, look at the CFRs, read everything I could on the IRS, and I wrote my own book called The Bully Around the Corner that I never published because I had to get this all down on paper to be able to digest it all. So, yes,
right.
I'm very...
Go ahead. Google Amazon and put in Gary Allen and Alan Stang, and you can find their books on it. And also Phyllis Schlafly, maybe you talked about. Another guy by the name of Ron Engelman was a talk show host when Waco was going on in Dallas. He's passed away, but he was a hot dog, too.
What was his name again, Ken? The last one. Ken? He hung up. He was talking so fast. I mean, you know, they're talking faster than I can write, Mike. and then he calls in telling me, that, well, you know, Irwin Schiff. Well, I just reported on Irwin Schiff. And, yes, Peter Peters, he called in on before, and I already have him written down along with all the other ones, folks. I don't often miss, and I try my best to keep up with everything that you guys are giving me because it helps me as well. Help me help you help me, okay? So there, I guess that's the name of that tune. Anyway... You know, getting back to this, the handful of things that have been done behind the scenes that have really made a difference are still ongoing. You know, we've got the Bundy, the trial that's still to come. We've got the possible Lacovera trial that's coming up. And I said, and I've got it written down here, he's got a pretrial hearing on June the 19th. Trust me, folks, I'm right on top of it. John had mentioned when I replaced Eric Hughes, Eric Hughes Jones, that we would stay on top of it and we would keep reporting on it, which we have. And by the way, even Tom's girlfriend has gone silent now. Nobody can contact her to find out what's going on. So I've taken the initiative to call the court myself to find out what's going on because we promised the audience that we would do just that, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there. We can speculate that, you know, maybe he hired an attorney and said, don't talk to anybody anymore, especially talk show hosts. I don't know. But at any rate, something happened there. But that doesn't excuse the fact that it's public record, and you were at one time Tom Lacovera's audience, and you deserve to know. And many of you out there at one time were Michael Collins Piper's audience, you know, and you've heard from him tonight. I have resurrected him for a short period of time, and even there,
way back in 2006, Michael Collins Piper was stressing how important it was for you to contribute to RBN. Make sure this network stays afloat. You know, I don't know what else to say, but again, behind the scenes, a lot of you know that I've brought the IT guy here. He's staying with me right now. He's working on, as soon as this show is over, he's working on another commercial for RBN. These people are dedicated to keeping this network up and running. And the people that are working behind the scenes, like Mike, the board operator, and Julie, the secretary, and these people, they're not just employees. They're family to us. And we want to make sure that they still have their job. So, anyway, we got a break coming up here shortly. After that, I'll close out with a few minutes. I'm not even sure what I'm going to close out with. I'll probably go into my buddy Doug Owen's blacklisted news and see if I can find something short and sweet here to close it out with. So, that said, after the break, I think, what is it, 4 or 5 minutes left? Just pick up the phone, folks. Donate 20, 30, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever it is. Keep us going. 800-724-2719. Extension 3, and John will thank you, I'll thank you, Brian will thank you, Mike will thank you, Julie will thank you, we'll all thank you. Be back for the final segment in a bit. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Right.
right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening final segment coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And, you know, the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. I'd like to get your input on this show. Did this show, you know, stir up memories from the past? Did it remind you of how important RBN is, you know, to continue to stay up and running for all of our benefit? You know, the content of the shows, the fake news that's out there now, and this twilight zone in which we live, where the main or the powers that be are trying to convince all of the Kool-Aid drinking American public that we're the fake news, when we know that we're the real news and they're the fake news. It takes me back to what I had mentioned about Donald Rumsfeld the other night when he said, well, there are things that we know, things that we don't know, and things that we don't know that we don't know. You know, it's the same concept as that, is that these people out there that don't know anything about RBN, they don't know that they don't know, and it's up to us to let them know, if that makes any sense to any of us. You know, we've got to let them know. We've got to steer them over. I had a doctor called in last night. Thank you so much, Joe, from Indiana. You know, Joe hit the nail right on the head. He said he stumbled across me, you know, a couple of months ago, and he's hooked. He's hooked. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And I don't claim to be anywhere near as wise or as educated as Dr. Joe, you know, but I do research, and I bring it out to you people, and this is it. He stumbled on to my show a couple of months ago, and I'm honored that he's hooked, you know. I'm humbled that he's hooked. But it's not just him. It's one at a time, folks. Go out there in your normal course of activities, the people that you see, the people you meet, people you run into in the grocery store, wherever you go, you know, just engage in conversation with them. Ask them what they listen to or they listen to talk radio at all. And if they do, mention us to them. You know, RBN has built something over the years that is an icon in the industry. And I mean this emphatically. It is. You know, whether, and I'm not saying pick up the phone right now and make a donation. Not right now. I'm saying just think about this and think about how many people out there are thirsting for the knowledge that you have that you could give them. And if you're not eloquent enough to give it to them, turn them on to us and let us give it to them. That's why we're here. That's why John built this network 13, 14 years ago. Okay? I think we just had our 13th anniversary. I think he mentioned that on the show yesterday. Okay? And I've been privileged enough to be here on three different occasions. You know, and yes, I've had my problems with John. I've had a temper in the past, too, and John and I have butted heads. But we realize the importance of this. And we put our differences behind us on that issue, and we're moving forward with this. Because this is a mission, folks. It's a mission. It's a war for people's minds. And we see what's happening out there. There are many people out there that the establishment is winning with because they're polluting and poisoning their minds with this Kool-Aid. And the people accept it. It's up to us to jog their memory or jog their cognizance or shake them out of their hypnosis. It's up to us. If we don't do it, who will? You know? And ask yourself the question, how many of you people, I mean, take a toll. How many of you people out there have actually reached out to a friend, neighbor, relative, you know, patron in the grocery store or whatever, and mentioned RBN? Maybe you should make a list. I'm out of time, I think. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this show. Hope it jogged a memory. I'll be back same time, same station tomorrow night. Meantime, stay out of trouble and bye for now.
I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad. What it is you think I should.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app.
a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.